This next story contains content that may concern some listeners. Discretion is advised. If you or someone you know has been affected by sexual assault and domestic violence, please call 1800 RESPECT. New South Wales Police have launched Operation Vest as a tool to empower victims of sexual assault and rape to anonymously report their incident. Operation Vest was brought together by Chanel Contis, a sexual assault survivor, with the help of New South Wales Sex Crimes Squad Detective Superintendent Stacey Maloney. It allows survivors to report their stories without pressing criminal charges, have control over their story, and choose when to file formal charges against the perpetrators. However, Dr. Bianca Feilborn, a senior lecturer in criminology, School of Social and Political Sciences, states experiences could still be re-traumatizing for survivors who decide to press criminal charges later on.
There's questions around, well, firstly, what happens with that information that they've provided? If they do down the track decide that they want to move forward with criminal legal proceedings, you know, we know that that process and the process of going to court in particular is still incredibly re-traumatizing for the vast majority of survivors. So, you know, we can say, yeah, it's great that people can report and have these increased options, but what's the reality? You know, what happens with that? And, you know, what potential is there for survivors to actually achieve some sense of justice?
There has been 61% increase in reports on sexual assault in March alone, when media reporting intensified on the issue. While Dr. Feilborn acknowledges Australia's advance towards tackling this global issue, she believes there's more that could be done.
Yeah, look, we are taking some steps to better addressing and preventing sexual violence and harassment. There's still so much more that needs to be done. I think at the moment, Australia's response to sexual and gender-based violence is still very piecemeal in a lot of respects.
44% of sexual assault victims were under the age of 15 years when assaulted. People like Chanel Contis are striving for earlier sex education in schools. Dr. Feilborn believes law reforms aren't good enough. Early prevention is.
You know, we don't see a really consistent and coherent approach to things like sex education and respectful relationships education in school, which is a really fundamental part of primary prevention. You know, there has been a lot of focus on law reform, which while that's, you know, perhaps necessary, it's addressing sexual violence after it's already occurred. So I would like to see much greater focus on prevention. You know, we know that so many survivors don't and can't access the mainstream legal system. So while there's a place for reform, I don't think that's where the main emphasis should be. I'd really like to see us tackling the broader structural causes of sexual violence.
The Andrews government has made sexual consent as part of school's curriculum now, following the survivors' stories. Sahar Faladi, Panorama, Sin Media.